While teaching in the area around Tyre and Sidon, a Canaanite woman asked Jesus to cast a demon from her daughter. Although Jesus seemed to ignore her, to rebuke her for daring to ask him for this blessing, the woman persisted in prayer. And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. Like the Canaanite woman, we are unworthy to approach Jesus in prayer. After all, we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. Yet we cling to God's grace, knowing that his promises are certain, that he called us and marked us as his own children. The Canaanite woman admitted that she was not of the house of Israel, that she was like a little dog. But like the dog who eagerly sits under the table, she looks for the smallest morsel that falls to the ground. The merest crumb of God's love exceeded all powers of earth and heaven. What she received from Jesus was not crumbs, but the fullness of his love. This incident in the life of Jesus is written for our learning. Pray without ceasing, knowing that God desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. This is a message you will hear each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church as you join us in receiving God's gift of forgiveness and life everlasting. May our Lord grant that we have faith to await his blessings, knowing he has declared us worthy for the sake of his Son. Amen.